This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. Today, we're going to be talking about something important. You've probably heard about a number of the issues in the news, veterans. And if you've ever listened to Fed Access, a number of times we cover veteran issues on the show. It's an important topic. I'm a veteran, but in the dynamics of looking at the people who have served this country, want to make sure that they are getting the benefits and the rights that they deserve for the sacrifices they've made for the country. And that's what the country told all the veterans, that if you take upon fighting for this country, we will take care of you. Well, we're going to be talking about this in the spectrum of kind of making sure veterans have their benefits and making sure they have access to the right information for them to get the right benefits. A lot of times veterans, you know, even as you're navigating the VA, is so much information, so cumbersome, so overwhelming sometimes, that you can't find the right information, you can't find what the right benefits are for you, and then sometimes it's hard to get the right help with that. Hopefully, we're going to have a solution with this today. We're talking to Linda Rick. She is one of our favorites, but she is the co-CEO of Fast Yeti. Fast Yeti is a company that runs Vets HQ, and you can find it at vetshq.com, vetshq.com, but it is a new site for veterans to come out and help them to find out what their benefits are and to give them a lot of different things to help them navigate this process and be successful as a veteran going forward in life. Linda, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Hey,
good to be here.
As always, glad to have you. Talk to us about Vets HQ. Looking at the site, looking good. Talk to us about what you guys are doing in terms of Vets HQ, and where did this come from, Linda?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why did you do this?
Right.
Vets HQ is a very, very exciting project that we've been working on and are now at the point of launch of the site. And the easiest way to describe it is it's a way for veterans to be able to go in and determine what of the range of 75 or so different benefits programs the VA offers an individual veteran would be eligible to participate in and to receive benefits from. So what we've done is I kind of call it, it's like a TurboTax style of interview where we work with a veteran online. They go through an online questionnaire, and it examines all of the different types of benefits and entitlements and offers up those that the veteran is likely to be eligible for, and then the veteran can make determinations on what they want to file for and how they want to file, and we connect them with CA-certified veteran service officers for the actual filing of the claim and the actual process of moving the claim forward to the VA.
Hmm.
Although veterans can, if they want to, can do that on their own. They don't have to use a veteran service organization, but the veteran service organizations and the certified veteran service officers that are in every state and a lot of the major counties in the country are very good advocates for veterans, and it is a bureaucratic process, so it can be very, very helpful to have them there.
You know, and sorry to interrupt you right there. As I was thinking and looking at the benefits, and you're talking about kind of working with the VSOs, part of Vets HQ is really to kind of look at kind of making this process simple. And although humans are great and very good advocates and are, you know, strong parts of the process, did you find when you guys were developing this that when a veteran is maybe working with a certain person, they may not even know, and not necessarily because they don't want to know, but they did not know all of the things, whether it be a VSO or maybe some at the VA or whatever the case is, they may not know all of the things this vet may qualify for based on what they've been exposed to or things like that. And so veterans were sometimes, you know, maybe missing out on some benefits because of that. Is that true?
Yes. And it's not only true, but just a scant 23% of the total population of veterans and their family members that can also be beneficiaries are even aware of the benefits that they have and are receiving benefits. So, and that's a population of 54 million people.
Wow.
That's a huge population.
And, that's a population of the veterans plus their families who are, you know, whether it be children or wives or widows who are possible beneficiaries.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that we found was there are 21,000 pages of regulation and different forms of manuals for processing the claims, and it's virtually impossible for anyone to know them all. So even if you get with someone, as you mentioned, who's a great service officer, they may have been processing a lot of disability claims, but they may not know much about processing claims, you know, related to home loans, or they may specialize in certain types of education claims. And so when you're in contact with people that are trying to help you, what you have to do is you have to solve the first problem, which is that a veteran needs to know what claims they need to file or what benefits they might be entitled to or what benefits they want to apply for. And that's been the trick through the whole process. Sort of like, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, and you can flounder quite a bit as a vet, particularly a new service member exiting the military, has a lot on their plate when they get out of the military. So trying to navigate a huge fog of bureaucratic rules and regulations to figure out what it is you should spend your time and invest your time taking a look at is principally what VetsHQ does. It organizes that. And we've developed a method of taking information in from the veteran and or a veteran's principal family member that may be involved and being able to, within 10 to 20 minutes, identify for the veteran all of the possible benefits they may be eligible for.
And with that, I mean, you know, and what you just mentioned is, you know, that's the overwhelming task, right? And tell me, you know, with Fast Yeti and then you guys developing kind of VetsHQ, did you go through all those 24,000 of manuals and kind of, I mean, was that your process to say, you know, that, you know, this is the problem we're trying to solve? Because it's, like you said, it's impossible for somebody to be an expert on all of this stuff and just have all of this stuff in their mind and say, oh, if you go to page such and such, on manual such and such, and some people can, but that a lot of times takes many, many years of getting that, and then a lot of times everybody develops their own expertise. Did you guys go through and begin compiling that stuff and then put it into the VetsHQ so that now your system is working with the veteran and asking certain questions of that veteran, and then when that question is asked, then it automatically says, ding, these are the areas that you should be looking at?
That's exactly how it works, and we went through the 21,000 pages not once but multiple times, because it's an iterative process. To build something like this is a process that's a little bit iterative, and one of the reasons that we ended up with the process we have now is largely because of a kind of an accidental conversation I had with my brother-in-law, who is a Vietnam era veteran, and he's had multiple health issues, heart disease, he's had breathing and lung and pulmonary problems. He's had benign or non-malignant tumors in his brain. Some of them were operable, some of them were not operable. Of the ones that they removed, that caused seizures. Whole history here of a variety of different types of illnesses, and that's produced like short-term memory problems and all kinds of other things. But when I talked to him, he was in Vietnam, active duty for a year. He went in, he voluntarily enlisted in delayed entry when he was in high school because he knew he was going to be drafted. And so he voluntarily enlisted in the Air Force and spent his year at Tontinute Air Base. And what I learned in going through this process and actually having this kind of casual chat with him is I said, do you have all of your documents from your military service? As we're talking about a few decades ago. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, do you know what a DD-214 is? And he said, oh, yeah, I have my 214. And that led us on this little journey of talking to many, many veterans, many of whom served in Vietnam, and Vets HQ is really focused on Vietnam and Gulf War veterans, mm-hmm. of which there are about 13.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what we found was they all knew what a 214 was or what their discharge papers were, and they had them. And then what we discovered after looking at the 21,000 pages of regulations and 568 forms and all of this other stuff that we had, what we learned was, well, everything goes back to the 214.
Hmm.
And so if you have
But did
that,
did you find that the 214 oftentimes was not filled out correctly? I mean, or it did not have all the information on it?
Actually, what we found was that different services filled the 214s out differently and had, at one time, there are many versions of the 214.
Right.
And so at one time, different services had their own unique discharge papers.
And Linda,
Linda,
let me hold you really quick right there. We got to take a quick break. I want to come back to the 214 because, as any veteran knows, I mean, that's your lifeblood, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. where you get started at. And so we want to kind of talk about that more and what you found out and how you kind of developed this program to deal with the discrepancies on the 214 issues and not being completely filled out, different branches of the services filling them out differently, which could cause problems when you go to the VA. We want to talk about those things and how to get past that. We're talking to the co-CEO of Fast Yeti. It's a company out there that's developed an outstanding program called Vets HQ. You can find it at vetshq.com, vetshq.com. But it's a website that is basically out there to help veterans get the benefits they need and help them to really, really find out what do you deserve to get as a veteran and then help them navigate the system. We're talking to Linda Ricks. She is in charge of this whole program at Fast Yeti and vetshq.com. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. George on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. George on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're talking about veteran issues. We're talking, you've heard it in the news, but we're going on a positive standpoint about how we can provide some solutions to veterans today. We're talking about, you know, of course, we've heard about all these issues at the VA, but the VA has been a vital part of the nation and it should not go anywhere. We just have to find a way to fix it, but we may have to also bring in some other solution providers to help fix some of these problems. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Fast Yeti, and they've developed a program, a website called Vets HQ. And we're talking to the co-CEO of Fast Yeti, who's in charge of Vets HQ. And you can find Vets HQ at vetshq.com. But Linda Ricks, she is the co-CEO of Fast Yeti, the founder of Vets HQ, and then has a lot of history in terms of veterans issues, not only with your brother, but also with your father. And we'll get into that, Linda. But we were talking about the 214, the DD-214.
Yeah.
What were you finding as you guys were kind of navigating through this process with the DD-214?
Well, what we found there were differences in how people completed the forms. A lot of the services used a lot of acronyms. Some spelled things out. It was actually kind of challenging because in a couple of occasions, for example, in Vietnam, and I think it's probably Vietnam, the end of Vietnam is symptomatic sort of wrapping up the Gulf Wars as well.
And Linda, I want you to go into what you're about to say, but just for the people who mm-hmm. don't know, I mean, a veteran knows automatically when you hear DD-214, but just for people who don't know, who may have family members and may have, you know, who are World War II, Vietnam, Gulf War, this, that,
yep.
The DD-214 is what?
It is the discharge paper that summarizes your career on active duty.
Mm-hmm.
In the military. And so it's the piece of paper you get when you leave. And it basically summarizes your active duty period. And for some people, they have more than one 214.
Okay.
Because they've been activated and deactivated and activated and deactivated, like Guard and Reserve. And they have actually their own version of the 214. But for family members that are out there, and if you're a federal employee and you're out there and you know what an SF-50 is, which documents your career history in the federal government and every personnel action taken on you in the federal government. The 214 is the equivalent to that in the military side, except it's only given to you on discharge. So it's your separation papers. And it's incredibly important. And a lot of versions of the 214 for family members out there that are not family members of recent Gulf War veterans, but World War II and so on. There are multiple different versions of that, but and they're often referred to as separation papers or discharge papers, in addition to the 214, or which represents the form number is DD-214. So what we found was we basically have, in Vets HQ, we've taken every version of the DD-214 from the Vietnam War forward, because we're focused mostly on Vietnam era and Gulf War veterans, although we will expand downward here shortly. And what you do is you flip through and you look at the thumbnail of the form, and you identify the form that you have, that's your family member's form or your form, and you identify the matching one on the screen. So it's pretty simple. You're just looking to match it up. And then what you do is, as you start the process, it just asks you for what's in, you know, block number one, you know, block number two, block number three of your form. And as you complete the information of what's contained on your form, it then generates for you visibly off to the left those benefits for which you may be qualified and eligible. So it does it dynamically. As you enter information, you start to see things come up automatically for the range of benefits. So it's really a very simple process. We do ask supplemental questions about your military service that are not captured on your 214 that we need to know. Like, for example, for Vietnam veterans, where did you serve during the Vietnam War? Based on that, we know, for example, if you had Agent Orange exposure.
Okay.
And just so you know how complicated...
And I think, let me just even go into that, Linda, because certain areas of the country that you have served in may mean that you were exposed to certain... I mean, so, you know, if you were in one region, you could have been exposed to Agent Orange, and then if you were in another region, you could have been exposed to something else. Is that true?
Yes. And not only that, but the thing that surprised me about Agent Orange that a lot of people don't know about, we're trying to really get the awareness up among Vietnam-era veterans about this. But Agent Orange exposure, besides in Vietnam, where you may have served in-country, there are 96 other locations in which you may have served outside of Vietnam where you were exposed to Agent Orange, and there are even specific dates for that active duty service, which is why we checked the 214 for active duty service period.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, there are 330 individual instances in which you may have been in the Navy and served on what's called a blue water craft, which meant you were not in country. You were not on a brown water craft like a riverboat or something along those lines where you were in country in Vietnam. You may have been on a blue water craft, but there are 330 instances in which blue water craft Navy service members were exposed to Agent Orange as well. And the real kicker here is because it's been defined now as a presumptive, if you have certain diseases or illnesses, they're presumed to be related to your exposure to Agent Orange if you served in these locations or on these ships at certain specified periods of time. And out of that, if you're a Vietnam veteran or you are the spouse or the child of a Vietnam veteran and that veteran has heart disease, type 2 diabetes, or Parkinson's, for example, those are just three of the 31 conditions that are automatically service-connected. So you want to think, boy, you know, Vietnam-era veterans, they're probably thinking, yeah, I got type 2 diabetes and heart disease, but I'm getting older.
Right.
And they probably think it's part of the aging process when, in fact, it's been defined as service-connected to Agent Orange.
Wow. So, and when a VSO or maybe a claims representative at the VA is talking to the person, are they getting this specified? I mean, you know, Vets HQ is asking these questions, but is a human being getting this detailed and saying, what part of the country were you in? You know, have we found that that's not being the case oftentimes?
I think it's just not the case.
Okay.
You can't. there's, for example, you would have to know 330, you know, blue water craft that are down to specific dates.
It's
down to things like, were you on this ship on November 27th of 1965? I mean, that's how granular this is.
Right.
And so you really have to dig into the details. And we are, for Vets HQ, the nice thing is we offer the veteran and the veteran service officer what we call why not.
Okay.
Why you should be entitled or eligible to this claim and or benefit, and or why not if you're not. If we think that the likelihood of you being eligible is not very high, here's why we think you haven't met all the criteria.
Okay.
But if it's you have met the criteria, we actually give you the criteria that you meet so that you're able to really go and advocate by saying it's in this regulation. I mean, there's a regulatory citation there that says this is the regulation that has deemed that these are the qualifying factors, and I have all of them.
So
it's pretty... but the why not is one of the most, I think is going to be one of the most used elements of, of all of the Vets HQ process that we do by the veteran service officers that are using Vets HQ.
Hold that right there. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation because, I mean, you are really pointing out some of the things that really, and there's going to be some accountability on both the veteran and now, you know, the VA, but then also having a tool to help people because now you're even making me think that, you know, when I was in the war, then, you know, where was I? You know, what parts of the country were I? You know, I mean, a lot of times we may not be thinking about those things, and those things matter because our exposure to certain things, you know, chemicals or certain things that could impact our health could be on the line if we don't remember those things. And so that's becoming a very, very important conversation that I want to continue to talk about. We're talking to Linda Rick. She is the co-CEO of Fast Yeti. Fast Yeti has now a website called Vets HQ. It's vetshq.com. You want to check it out. But for any veteran, whether you're World War II all the way up to current veterans, it's a great site for you to log on to and basically help you navigate the 21,000 documents and pages of regulations that gets you your benefits. VetsHQ.com. We're talking about how to get your benefits, how to use these programs the right way so that the VA can help you the right way. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about veterans and we're talking about benefits. You've heard a lot of stuff in the news lately about the veterans, the VA, the problems. I mean, the truth is the agency does have its problems, but the agency is very much so needed. It's an agency that has helped a lot of different veterans. There are some great services that veterans get. There are some great VA hospitals. There are some great benefits that the VA has provided to the veterans who served. We just have to continue to work on developing the right kind of solutions to deal with some of the problems that we have with the VA. So these things are correctable. We're talking about one of these solutions today, and that may mean that other companies may have to come in and provide some solutions to help veterans get what they need in order to navigate these waters, and that's what we're talking about today. There is a new website called Vets HQ. A company called Fast Yeti has just put this out, and we're talking to the co-CEO, Linda Ricks. She is the one who's running this process and helping veterans get the benefits that they need, because that's what VetsHQ.com is here to do. Linda, we were talking about, and you really kind of pointed out a number of things that I think are so, so critical. And it's making me think about, you know, my service, you know, when I was in Marines and what parts of the countries that I was in Kuwait or Saudi Arabia or whatever the case is. But in all of that, you know, have you found that a lot of veterans have forgotten, you know, or did not know? I mean, because you're moving through parts of the world or moving through parts of a war zone or whatever. Have a lot of these vets just kind of have forgotten, hey, I was in such and such area or no? What are you seeing?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, I'll use my dad as my experience base here because I'm an Army brat. My father served for 20 years in the Army, Sergeant Major. And he served two tours in Korea and one in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my earliest memories after he returned from Vietnam, was just we were sitting and watching television, and the Bob Hope Christmas right. USO thing came on in Korea, and it was when Debbie Reynolds was Miss Burbank. I remember that clearly, and he said, "You know, I was there."
Oh wow! thought, right, really?
Wow!
Right.
And so, when we started on Vets HQ, one of the things that really fired me up about this was the fact that you know I'm a big advocate of transparency in terms of particularly government benefits and entitlements.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I saw was my father he still has what he refers to as iron ore shrapnel in his knee. He has a whole series of health issues.
Okay.
One of which was a very unusual development of cancer, thyroid cancer, when he was about 70 years old. And it's pediatric thyroid cancer to boot. So these were the kinds of things that kind of got me interested in the whole issue of VA benefits and how our service members are treated when they're in service as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what I learned through this process was I needed to kind of dive in and do a very, very deep dive, and that is exactly what Fast Yeti has done on this whole issue. But in doing that, I kept dragging my father into it.
Okay.
And he's the ultimate one-man focus group.
Okay. Okay.
He is actually technology proficient. He uses technology quite a bit.
Okay.
So he's a little unusual as a Vietnam veteran that way, and he's in his early 80s. So when I sit down with him though and talk with him, and I asked him for some photographs of his service in Vietnam and photographs of his Korean service so we could put those on the website. And what I found was so powerful was the more I talked to him about it, the more he opened up about it and the more he recalled.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I got to understand him as a father, but as a man who had done this extraordinary thing for his country.
Okay.
And so the more that sort of started to appear, the more I realized this is why it is so important for the children of the veterans to get into Vets HQ and log in and walk their father through their military history and actually work with them through this process. If it's at all possible, especially less so for Gulf War veterans who are online all the time, they're used to these online self-directed services, which is everything that Vets HQ is, right?
Right.
But for the Vietnam era, Korea era veterans and World War II veterans, those folks whose children can encourage them to get into Vets HQ because you get a lot of reasons why, no, they don't need to apply for these benefits or they don't apply to them. Or I just had one Vietnam-era veteran who has a host of illnesses and medical care issues that are very, very significant. And he said, I don't qualify for any of these benefits before he even started. And he's a good friend of mine. And I said, Dwayne, I don't think that's right.
Right.
I think you maybe should walk through it and see. And he said, well, I know I don't qualify because when I got out of the military, I went to the VA to apply, and the guy told me right then and there, I don't qualify for anything. And then as I was walking out the door, I saw him take my file and throw it in the garbage.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay, so everybody's got a story like this.
Right.
Everybody. And so it's very important, though, to get these stories. And what I really think happens in Vets HQ ultimately is we capture millions of stories of individual veterans, what they went through, what their service was like, and from that we are going to be able to glean a way to provide them highly individualized support
right.
and highly individualized benefits, but at the same time, deal with them as a generation.
Right, right.
And I really believe that like you, most of the veterans we talk to don't recall or even don't want to recall.
Right, yeah, sure.
Their service time.
Sure.
And this is an important way to help kind of get all that captured.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, you hit it right on the nose because this shows that this is personal for you. This is not just, you know, some kind of endeavor, business endeavor, but this is a personal endeavor that you saw that, you know, from your own family and own friends and that you saw that the need was there because a lot of people just weren't getting the benefits that they deserve. From being in Vietnam, right. the Gulf War, World War II, and now even our current wars. And we also see that there's this lack of knowledge of people who are the service providers, whether it be VSOs or people working for the VA. They have a lack of knowledge of, you know, what you do deserve. And some of this is that they need the tools to really help them help the vet. And unfortunately, it hasn't been the case. We're talking about veterans and their benefits, making sure that veterans get the benefits they deserve from, you know, being in different combat situations, being in different theaters, being in different environments that may have been exposed to a number of different things that now could be impacting them. But they need to get the benefits, whether it be health benefits, education benefits, or whatever benefits that they deserve. But we got to find those things out. And we're talking about how to do that. We're talking about Vets HQ. You can find the site at vetshq.com. We're talking to Linda Ricks. She's a co-CEO of Fast Yeti. They run Vets HQ, and they have put a great product together to help vets out and to help them get these benefits. We'll keep on talking about this when we come back. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about veterans and their benefits. How do you make sure you get your benefits? We've heard about all the problems with the VA, but we're talking about solutions today. And there are some solution providers out there that can help you find out what do you deserve, you know, help you navigate this process. It's good to be able to get a solution provider that can help you fill out your forms, your VA forms, and make sure that they're thoroughly filled out. And then you can go to the VA with this and say, I've gone through something that has gone through all your regulations. And this is what I deserve right here. So when you talk to a claims a benefit representative or a VSO claims person, you can bring this to them and they can help you navigate these waters. We're talking about Vets HQ. They're one of these solution providers. VetsHQ.com is where you can find them. They're run by a company called Fast Yeti. And we're talking to the co-CEO, Linda Ricks. Linda, you know, we talked about this personal dynamic for you in terms of, you know, your family, your father, brother, friends that you've known who are vets. You know, even as I'm listening, you know, me and you have had many conversations about, you know, kind of service and you know, what's your background. And you're, you know, even making me think about things that I had kind of put out my mind for many, many years. And, you know, because I've been told that, too. You know, why don't you, you know, tap into your benefit? Well, you know, I don't really know what I deserve, to be honest. You know, so
yeah.
And sometimes we just, you know, we're moving through life. We start working. We start doing other things. And but I've had many people come to me and say, hey, you should look into all of your benefits and you know, and you're not utilizing them. You deserve those. Have you found that a lot of veterans are kind of like me in that way, that they may be too prideful, you know, or just say, hey, well, no. You know, maybe somebody else needs that. I'm not going to worry about that. What have you found?
Yeah, that's a very typical response. One response is, no, I don't want to do it at all. I don't even want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And another response is, hey, I'm okay.
Right.
Give it to somebody who needs it.
Right, right.
You know, another response is, you know, what exactly are we talking about here?
Mm.
So a lot of times what you find is what piques someone's interest is when you say, well, listen, you served, you've never applied for any sort of benefits or compensation, and the average veteran benefit is $12,000 a year, federal tax free. And what would you do if you had it? Or in a lot of cases, we talk about the surviving spouse being eligible for benefits, but it's so important that the veteran apply so that the surviving spouse and potentially children can receive those benefits. So we have to get the veteran engaged in order for that to happen. And what I think is really valuable, and that's it's my brother-in-law, by the way, that served, not my brother.
Sure.
But my brother-in-law actually turned to me. We had this conversation one-on-one, and he said to me, you know, I don't need it, but my son's kind of struggling right now. And if I had that, then I'd be able to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was just stunning.
Right.
You know, it's really, the idea here is there are millions of different reasons to want to get in and at least look, you know, and see
right.
if this applies to. And there are probably millions of different ways people will be able to do something they can't do today as a result of receiving the benefits that they are entitled to. So I just look at it as every little increment we can do in terms of even the very smallest benefits that a veteran can get can help raise the standard of living for veterans.
You know,
and I think that's important.
I completely agree with you. Walk us through the so when a person goes through,
uh-huh.
we got a few minutes. So when a person goes through, they fill out the assessment, this, that, and they answer all these questions, why not, and ask and take the assessment. Then walk us through the last parts of the program. The program begins to self-fill things out, and then what can a person do from there?
Right. So what we do is we create and store documents for veterans so that if somebody loses their case file or something happens, they can do a one-click restoration of the case file.
Okay.
For themselves. But we basically store everything in a vault that complies with HIPAA requirements and all of that because we are going to be storing medical information in there as well. But it essentially allows you to see the process from there, and then you can decide as a veteran if you want to file what you want to file for or how you want to file, and if you want to engage a service officer to assist you with that process, you can go ahead and get the list of service officers and be able to contact service officers to get engaged. Some service officers will be using the case management side of SHQ. Which is designed for service officers to track many, many, many of these claims that are coming in. It does things like helps with notifying them when they need to reach back out to the veteran or when certain deadlines are looming or when in order to maintain certain benefits, you have to file certain reports annually, for example, those kinds of things. So it's a case management system for the veteran service officer
okay.
as well.
So a veteran can keep all their stuff stored in here, no matter what,
yeah.
they always have their documents.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes what we've done is we've broken out the benefits so you can see what applies to education, what applies to compensation, what applies to pensions, what applies to life insurance, and so on. And what's nice about that is it's what we call life event managed,
mm-hmm.
because when you first come out of service, you may want education benefits. And then a little bit, you might want home loans. And then a little bit, you might be looking at something else. So it's designed to be a place the veteran can go over their lifetime
okay.
As these different life events occur. And it's designed to be something that you know is pushing information to veterans when things change. For example, I'm not sure if you're aware of the Camp Lejeune situation,
mm-hmm.
but... There's a huge deal relative to anybody who served or lived in Camp Lejeune for 30
the
days.
Water containment, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 30-year period, 1957, 1987. But there's a deadline of September 11th, 2015, when you have to have applied to be recognized as a Camp Lejeune veteran.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So there's a deadline that people don't know about. Or are not aware of. And it's something that you want to make sure that anybody who goes in with their 214 and then and when they pick their locations of service, if they click on, you know, Camp Lejeune, then we're going to want to make sure that they understand that there's that deadline.
Wow.
And be able to send a push notifications. So that's really what it's about. And we're opening up to charter members right now. These are people who, the about 100 folks that have expressed early interest in BethHQ, mm-hmm. and we're opening up to them right now to get as much feedback as we possibly can.
Okay.
About what they think about the site, what's useful, what's not useful. This is really going to be a membership-based organization.
Sure.
So what we're doing is we're wanting to engage people to give us continuous feedback so that whatever we're doing is working for them effectively. And it's simple things. It's font size on the screen.
Right. Usability.
Usability. What their experience is like. Is it quick? Are they able to navigate through it very quickly? Are they getting? Do they understand the results they're seeing? One of the first folks we had actually go through the whole process turned around and said, "Boy, I just got the list of all the benefits that I should be looking at to apply for." And he said, "If you'd have told me that in the beginning." That's what I was going to get out of this process, I would have been a lot more excited. so we thought,
that's
a good point.
That's awesome.
we're doing a number of things like that that are just helpful all the way around. But it's a really exciting journey. We're very excited about the amount of Facebook friends that we have on the BethHQ Facebook page. We're just super pumped to get this kind of information in a completely accessible, digestible form for an individual and their family to be able to use this and see what it is that they can get out of all of the hard work and effort and personal sacrifice they made as a result of their service. So it's just,
yeah.
It's very, very exciting.
It's a labor of love. It's vetshq.com. It's vetshq. That's a great way to end it, Linda. Vetshq.com. Check it out on your on the website. There's a number of things that you can get from this site. If you are a veteran, this seems to be a must-have site, a must-have service where you can go in and find out what are all the things that you qualify for. And I'm going to jump on there myself and start seeing what I qualify for. But, these kind of solutions are needed. We appreciate you, Linda, for helping to serve the veteran community because that is something that we need, especially right now as we see it can't be the government does it all itself. We have to bring in other partners, the private sector, the other partners, nonprofit, and everybody has to be in alignment with this process and in order to solve these problems.
I think one last comment. Which
sure.
It's the veterans who are the best informed and the most knowledgeable that will be the force of change
right.
at the VA.
Right.
It will be those people.
It's Linda.
They will help make a big difference for everybody.
I completely agree with you, Linda. It's Linda Rick. She's co-CEO of Fast Yeti. They run vetshq.com. Check out the website. Linda, thank you so much. We're going to always continue to be talking to you, have you coming back. We want to know how the site is doing. We want to know how veterans are being served and how they're being helped and navigating the process and how they're getting their benefits because of what you're doing. So thank you so much, Linda, for being on FedAccess.
Thank you.